With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Alrighty, what is going on, guys? My name is Josh. Welcome to the Barca Blaugranas podcast. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend of football, doing whatever you need to do before the holidays really kick into gear this week. We're not going to have a podcast on Wednesday because it is Christmas, and I will be spending time with my family. Hope you are spending time with people you care about this holiday season, regardless of what you celebrate. So before we, you know, take a little break for the holiday season, let's do one last podcast, talk a little bit about Barcelona stuff before the holiday break. They are up 2 points in La Liga because of their 4-1 win over the weekend and over Alaves. And then Real Madrid had a 0-0 draw against Atletico Bilbao at the Bernabeu. And that puts them 2 points behind Barcelona at the break. So from the 4-1 Alaves win, it's obviously a good win. I think for me, the biggest, so I think there's two takeaways. I do want to say Barcelona did finish 2019 at unbeaten at the Camp Nou. They had 24 wins, 4 draws, and 0 losses. That's the first time they've done that since 2011. Credit to BR Football for that stat. The two things of note from this match that I want to talk about. The first thing is I want to talk about Antoine Griezmann. So he scored his 7th La Liga goal of the season. He's really starting to vibe with Messi. We wrote about this on the site. And over the last, I'd say like 3 weeks especially, but even over the last 2 weeks, we've seen the interchange between Griezmann, Messi, and the midfield overall really, really come together and seems fluid as opposed to kind of awkward and a little bit forced. Renato was always a proponent of being patient with Griezmann, and I think you're seeing that pay off when you spend this much. And Griezmann to me is different than a Dembele or a Coutinho, like, I guess because of age, although I'm going to look this up while I'm talking, but I don't know if him and Coutinho are actually all that different in age. But when you spend that much money on a player, old or young, they deserve time, right? And I think, like, someone, it would have been shocking if Griezmann didn't work out. Griezmann's actually only a year older than Coutinho. Actually less than that. It's like 9 months. Anyways, so I guess Coutinho and Griezmann are kind of perfect. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. They're perfect examples of how it can go one way and how it can go the other way, right? Like, you see with Griezmann how patience paid off, right? It was just a matter of getting worked into the offense, figuring out how Messi likes to function. Because I think learning to play with Messi, even though he is one of the greatest footballers of all time, he is so unique that it's a little bit difficult to learn how to play with him, right? Like, it's a little bit like learning to play with LeBron in the NBA. Like, they're so talented and they're so unique that the way they play can sometimes throw you off a little bit. And it's not necessarily a bad thing, right? It just takes time, and some players are more adept at it than others. Griezmann, to me, if you had asked me like 3 years ago, hey, who's more likely to be capable of playing with Messi? Is it Antoine Griezmann or is it Philippe Coutinho? I would have genuinely thought that Coutinho's play style was more well-suited to complement and play with Messi than Griezmann. Obviously, that was wrong. Griezmann is really figuring things out, and I think you're seeing how Messi and his interchange and how they work off of each other and how Messi's creativity is feeding Griezmann. And I think over the weekend you saw that link up that that I don't think it resulted in a goal, but there was like a backheel pass and Messi was in the box, and yeah, it didn't result in a goal from what I remember, unless I'm tripping. But I think you're seeing Griezmann really just play well. The combination play between the two is incredible. It's very encouraging to see. I think if you're a Barcelona fan heading into 2020, some big Champions League matches, 2 points ahead in La Liga, but either way, you're very excited about how things are going for the Griezmann supporters out there. So the second thing I wanted to talk about, and then we'll get to this after a short break, is Arturo Vidal, his performance over the weekend, and the transfer rumors. We're going to get to that and a couple more news things right after this very, very, very short break. Thanks.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, and we're back. So Barcelona's schedule, they don't play another match till January 4th. It's against Espanyol. It is away. So they have some time off, right? The January transfer window is going to kick into full gear. And one of the main names that has been continually popping up is Arturo Vidal and Ivan Rakitic. So Rakitic has gotten a good run of play recently. Over the weekend, the entire midfield changed up. It was Arturo Vidal, Sergio Busquets after he missed El Clasico due to a fever, and then Carlos Alenia. So I want to talk about two of these midfielders. I want to talk about Vidal. So Vidal has actually scored in his last 5 shots on goal. He's just playing really well. Like the Barcelona midfield is crowded. He has more goals this season than the rest of Barcelona's midfield combined. De Jong and Busquets have 1, and then Rakitic and Alenia both have 0. The goal production obviously isn't necessarily what you like. I think you accept it with Vidal, but that's not necessarily the main thing that you keep for Vidal, right? So there's not a ton of financial benefit to selling Vidal in the January transfer window, right? Like Inter Milan continue to kind of sneak around. And I don't know why Barcelona would sell him. I guess the only reason in my mind that you would sell either Rakitic or Vidal in the January transfer window is to kind of quiet things down a little bit. And I think you've both seen them quiet like a tiny bit. Although, so Vidal did have some quotes. I'm going to read them. He was asked about the January transfer window, and he said, I'm not thinking about my future, even less now that I'm on holiday. My agent is handling it. I'm super calm and happy at Barcelona. Then we'll see when I get back. It's not me who decides whether or not to play. And in my case, I will always help Barcelona, and people know my value. That makes me calm. Cool, I guess. Vidal isn't necessarily someone to be quiet. The reports are seeming to suggest that Barcelona don't want to sell him in January. And Jill wrote a good piece on the site talking a couple reasons why they wouldn't sell him, financial and then tactical. I think I like the tactical version more, right? Because Rakitic and Vidal obviously both bring different things to the pitch. In both of them, there's not really a huge financial upside to selling either of them in January. What you're going to lose with Vidal in particular is the physical presence, and someone who brings, like, he brings this flair and personality that's different than anyone else in the Barcelona pitch. Like, Suarez, I guess, has a little bit of it, but Vidalis is just this unique bowling midfielder that's so talented, and you've seen him score goals, and I just, it would be weird to get rid of him in this particular Barcelona season. It would be strange to get rid of someone like him, especially with, like, we're going to talk about in a second, Carlos Alenia and his January future being a little bit up in the air. So Barcelona are reportedly willing to let Carlos Alenia decide his future over the club. They're going to let him decide over the holiday break. There's interest from Getafe and Real Betis. Barcelona obviously want him for the rest of the season. Like, he brings depth, he's young. So the problem here is, like, playing time versus productivity, but, like, Alenia is going to be a valuable piece for Barcelona this year if he stays. He's not going to get consistent playing time like he probably wants, but he's important to the squad. He brings depth, he brings a lot of talent to the pitch, and losing him would suck. Like, that would, it wouldn't be good. So it does feel like he's going to depart. Someone of his age is going to want to play. He's not going to want to, you know, be a Vidal or a Rakitic. Not that those guys are happy about it either, right? But I think Barcelona are more willing to let someone like Alenia go on a loan due to, you know, they need him to get playing time. And I don't know. It's a little bit interesting to me. I'm not sure how much different it is. Like, you want a 21-year-old to get playing time versus Vidal, who's 32. Like, you don't necessarily care if he gets playing time. You just kind of care about the financial ramifications. So I don't know. Either way, it's just a little bit interesting. So that's about all I have. We're going to keep this one pretty short. There wasn't a ton of other news. I think, kind of, like, you know, capping off this first half of the season, I think you have to be, I don't know how you feel as a Barcelona fan, right? Because on one hand, like, you're 2 points ahead in La Liga. You played well in the Champions League after, you know, a kind of a weird start. The Valverde thing is just still, I think, probably what's holding Barcelona fans back from feeling as confident as they probably should. Points of encouragement to take into the holiday break, I think, are definitely the Griezmann and Messi connection. Like, Jason Pettigrew wrote how it's finally bearing fruit for Barcelona. Things are really coming together for those two. And I think if you're going to, you know, try to take positives, Messi is still capable. Like, even though in the Sociedad and the Real Madrid match, there were moments left to be desired, particularly in the Sociedad match, where other players didn't step up where you would have expected or have gotten a Messi wonder goal to kind of dig you out of something. Like, you still have that problem, but I think you can be happy, right? You can be encouraged if Barcelona kind of stay, you know, going into January, like we talked about with the midfield, if they can keep this midfield happy and Valverde does a good job of rotating, like, they have some midfield depth now, they're starting to get comfortable with each other. The attack with Griezmann and Messi and then Suarez is still figuring itself out, but it's getting there. It's looking a lot better. And then you just hope, you know, Dembele can stay healthy and or get back to being healthy. And then the back line gets back to being what it needs to be. So I don't know. I think you should feel pretty good as a Barcelona fan heading into the holiday break, despite Valverde. So that's about all I have. Thanks for listening to the Barcelona Bloggers podcast. Thanks for making this podcast a lot of fun to do. We appreciate all the feedback. Be sure to subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks.